to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching. Hey, if you haven't checked us out over at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, please do. We have an amazing free report for you with Dr. Corson's top 5 nutrition tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. Hey, and if you love the show today, if you want to get more information from us, you can subscribe to our show on iTunes, the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Just find it on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, and you'll get updated as soon as we release our new episodes. And today on the show today, we have an amazing, amazing guest for you, Kelly Calabrese. And Kelly is one of the top fitness professionals and fitness experts in the world. She has been a consultant for many of the top companies, Trident, Kellogg's, Crest, Centrum, Quaker, Smucker's, AltMD. She has been on NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox. You've probably seen her on TV before. She's got clients like Martha Stewart, Cooking Light, Success for Women, WebMD, Weight Watchers. You know, she's out there making a huge difference in the world in the fitness arena and the nutrition arena. And today we're so lucky to have her as a guest on our show, and she explains about detoxing and why it's so important to detox your body, to allow your body to detoxify from all the junk that's out there that can make you sick and bring down your health and energy. So she really shares some powerful tips on that. She shares some powerful tips on exercise and on life in general. And you're just going to love the show today, enjoy it, and make it a wonderful day.
All right, great. Well, Kelly, thanks so much for being with us on the Authentic Health Coaching Show today. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about your background and what got you interested in fitness and nutrition in the first place?
Sure, I would love to. I've always been an athlete as a child, was involved in softball, cheerleading, dancing. I mean, anything that I could do to be moving, I was always my happiest. And when I was 13, I always kept a diary and a journal, and I wrote, "I will be an exercise therapist." And at the time, I had no idea what that really meant. I just realized that I wanted to move towards the things that made me happy, and I also wanted to move away from the things that I really wasn't too pleased with, and that was a very strong family history of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, stroke, obesity, alcoholism. And so I saw that and just said, wow, I really want to move away from that. And then when I was 17, I got my first certification as a group fitness instructor, and by the time I was 23, I had completed 3 degrees, science degrees in clinical exercise physiology. And in the last 20-some-odd years have been in the industry in a variety of different capacities. I've owned and operated health clubs. I have run a school to prepare people to become certified fitness professionals. I've been the lead fitness expert for eDiet and eFitness. I am the fitness expert for Montel Williams. I've written cookbooks and detox books, and I'm also the international master trainer for Adventure Boot Camp, and just really have the privilege to share my message through a lot of different media outlets, from keynote speaking to great radio programs like this one.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And that's, you know, it's really amazing that you started so early and saw that vision so early. And, you know, I kind of did too. When I was 13, I had my own health challenge. I was sick with acne and bronchitis and things like that. And, you know, it just got me thinking, like, you know, hey, I've got to turn my health around. And I did. And, so it's awesome to see someone like you as well who started us out so young and knew this was really your passion. So let's talk a little bit about detox, because you mentioned detox, and I think that's a big theme today. So tell us more about that.
You know, I've just, in the years of training thousands of clients, when I first meet somebody and I start to hear things that they've just accepted as a part of life or aging or whatever they want to call it, things like, well, you know, I've got some digestive issues, or, well, you know, I've got, you know, just some muscle aches and pains, or, you know, I'm a little depressed, and, well, I'm kind of weak, and, well, my immune system's not so good, or, yeah, I'm always tired, or I can't lose this weight, or, you know, just things that they accept. Oh, ulcers, heartburn, diarrhea, fatigue, you know, whatever it might be. I've got, you know, patches on my skin, I get headaches, and I just started to hear this and go, no, you know, that's not right. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Don't accept that. There's no reason to have to be that way. I mean, there's a cause, there's a reason it's happening, but there's not a reason that you should accept that. So my avenue was always exercise. And I know I'm in the minority when I say that I love exercise. Not everybody does, but I think everybody agrees with the fact that we all need to get our bodies moving. So through moving your body, that has been the one thing that I found that has far-reaching effects on every other area of people's lives in a very positive way. So when they start eating, they start paying a little better attention to their diet. They start sleeping a little bit better. They start managing their stress a little bit better. They might become more social, more confident. So I've always focused on exercise, but I just started to notice that nutrition played a really large role in that. So I've been teaching people for years how to eat clean, wholesome, healthy, raw foods, and had great results with that as well. But I still felt like there was something missing. So I started teaching them about the importance of sleeping and how you detoxify while you sleep. But then I really realized, finally, after 24 years, that if people are not detoxifying their bodies, that they're really missing out on achieving that ultra, ultra health. Now, normally, our bodies can detoxify themselves. They were made incredibly, amazingly well to handle just about anything. But if you look at the fact that this year, Americans will consume 150 slices of pizza, 566 cans of soda, 150 pounds of sugar, that's more than I weigh, 45 bags of potato chips, 120 large orders of french fries, 190 candy bars, 120 desserts. I mean, your body, there's no way your liver, your kidneys, your organs can handle that. It's just a tremendous amount of fake food, you know, refined sugar and hydrogenated fats and food additives and just nutrient-lacking foods. So our bodies get to the state where we're just so compromised. And that's when we start having all these symptoms. So really, if you want to get well, yes, you need to exercise, and yes, you need to eat healthy foods, and you should be sleeping and managing your life stress as best you can. But you really need to also work on getting your digestive system, your intestinal system, really detoxified so that when you do start eating healthy foods, you can actually absorb them. I know that was a long answer to your question.
No, that's perfect, and it's so true, because we just overload ourselves with all these toxins, and, you know, your liver and your kidneys, all your body is trying to get rid of all this stuff, but if you just feed it too much, it kind of overwhelms the system.
Exactly, and your body always wants to be well, and it will adjust as best it can to anything that you do to it. So if you stay up all night and you drink beer and, you know, just do terrible things to your body still is going to do everything it can to be well. So by the time that you start experiencing some symptoms, it's usually pretty far gone. So when you're starting to get regular headaches or even migraines and even small things that people dismiss, like, yeah, I just I'm always clearing my throat, or I've always got this runny nose, or I've got this ringing in my ear, or they're just kind of odd things that you go, well, you know, what can cause that? And everyone will go to the doctor and they'll get some type of diagnosis, and then that is followed by some type of medication, which is toxic and poisoning, and sometimes it's for life. You know, sometimes these medicines are ongoing and the prescriptions only get stronger and higher dosages. So they're really not looking at what's causing the heartburn or the depression or the irritable bowel syndrome.
That's so true. You know, we focus so much in our society today on treatment and not nearly enough on prevention.
Absolutely. And again, your body is just so amazing. And we're getting toxins from everywhere. It's not just the food that we eat, but it's in our environment. I mean, there's chemicals in our water. The tap water that we get is actually better than some of the bottled water. But all of the water has, you know, medications in it. It has fluoride in it. Some of it has lead in it because we're using lead pipes and metal pipes. But things like the trans fats, we can pick up parasites, and they're using in growing pesticides, herbicides. We know they're using steroids. Just for one example, to get a cow to full grown before they would slaughter it used to take 7 years. Now they can do it in 3 with steroids. And the animals that we're eating are actually sick. There could be a certain amount of tumors, that's cancer, that an animal has that they're allowed to use as meat that we eat. So when you look at we're eating toxic animals, we're eating fruits and vegetables that they're using herbicides and pesticides on, again, this is coming into our body, and it's foreign to our body, so it just doesn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, that's so true, and there's, you know, for some people, though, it can make it really scary. They think, oh, well, you know, I've got to watch everything I eat now, and they get kind of upset when they hear all this information. But, you know, and also the same thing with detoxes. Sometimes people, they look at a detox and they say, well, that's crazy. You know, crazy people do that. But tell us about what a detox really is and how it works and, you know, why someone should really consider that.
Well, you know, they looked at people who, there's a book called The Blue Zones, who lived in these 9 different areas around the world that lived to be over 100 and healthy. Now, these places do not have McDonald's, and these places, you know, are not modern society. So it's not realistic for most of us. I mean, I'm not going to say get rid of your fluorescent lights and, you know, go live in a jungle somewhere and meditate all day. That's just not realistic for us. However, the research clearly shows that people who sleep at least 7 hours a night are going to be healthy. They're also going to have a lower chance of obesity. For every hour less than 7 that you're sleeping, your chance of obesity goes up significantly. I mean, if you're sleeping just 6 hours a night, your chance goes up to about 43%. If you're sleeping 5 hours a night, it goes up to 52%. So it just keeps going. People who are sleeping just 4 hours a night have a much higher chance of obesity. So something as simple as me telling you sleep more, I mean, that's good news. And what happens is while you're sleeping, your body naturally detoxifies. The melatonin is like the garbage truck of your body, and that only can come out at night while you're sleeping in the dark to clean up the toxins from the day. But if the toxins are really overloaded, it can only handle so much. So sleep is one way to detoxify. Water should be your beverage of choice. You know, we are absolutely drinking too many calories. We've got gourmet coffees, and we've got all these different sodas, even if they're diet soda, these sports drinks, all these different types of beverages that weren't really around before, even some of these juices and smoothies. Loaded with calories, water should really be your beverage of choice. That's another way to help detoxify. Just make sure that your water is good. And if you have your tap water tested, it may be fine. Tap water is actually tested twice a day by the counties or the cities versus the bottled water, which is only tested by one person that works part-time at the FDA. So have your tap water tested, make sure it's good, or get a filter that you know is good. Another way to detoxify is exercise. Exercise absolutely gets toxins out of your body, and it feels good. It gets the endorphins going, so that's another thing that can help. But then when you go beyond, you know, eating a clean diet of really, I'll just say, whatever people may believe, let's just say foods that God made, whatever it is that you believe in, you know, somebody made the apples, the pears, the peppers, and so on, natural, wholesome, real foods. You want man to have their hand out of what you eat as much as possible. And I was at Jack LaLanne's birthday party 2 years ago before he passed away, and he said one thing that really stuck with me. If man made it, leave it. If God made it, eat it. And it's just a really simple rule of thumb as you're going through the grocery store. There are many, many aisles that you should just stay out of that are, yes, maybe more convenient, but they're processed and really not good foods for you. A lot of the snack foods, smoked foods, barbecued foods, you want to stick with the most pure foods that you can. And then if people can cut out a lot of the junk, they're already going to feel better. But if they really want to take it to that next level, I've aligned with a program, it's exactly a year ago this week, called Isogenics. And I've been training clients for 24 years, and I have never seen anything work like this. And I was very, very skeptical. I am not even a vitamin taker. I took vitamins while my kids were born, while I was pregnant, but after that I stopped. I've always felt like, oh, you should be able to get all the nutrition that you need from your food. Well, the reality is that our foods are depleted because our soils are not rotated and they're using harmful chemicals. So we do need more. A lot of people have vitamin D deficiencies. They might be low in zinc and iron. So we need to have some type of supplementation. So Isogenics has been around for 10 years, and they came up with this Cleanse and Renourish program. So after several months of checking it out, I finally decided to try it for myself, and I also had my husband try it, and the results were really incredible. And I was somebody who was already very healthy, and my husband is pretty healthy, and saw great results. And then I tried it out with a few family members, and they saw incredible results. And then I handpicked a few of my top clients and said, you know what, this worked for me, my husband, my family. If you're interested, give it a shot. And they did, and they came back with incredible results. So now, a year later, I've coached close to 525 people through this program, and things they say to me are, Kelly, my headaches are gone, my cravings are gone, my congestion is gone, my sinus pressure is gone. they'll say, you don't understand what it means for me not to eat chocolate every day anymore, things like that. And, you know, we can't make any medical claims with this program, but the program that I like and recommend is a 30-day plan, and it really just jumpstarts your body and your metabolism again, because your metabolism really gets clogged up, and it slows down. And people will say, well, I'm not eating that much, and I'm exercising, and how come I'm not getting the results? Well, if you're missing the detoxification piece, there's a good chance that that's what it is. Your body has slowed down. And it's simply a drink in the morning called Ionic Supreme, and there's just 1 ounce of that. And the first time that my son tasted it, he goes, Mom, I feel like my brain popped because it's so rich in vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, an incredible cancer-fighting program. And this, you know, bringing up cancer, the fact that 1 in 2 people are getting cancer in 2011 should make you stop and go, wait a minute, we're doing something so dramatically wrong with our bodies, our lifestyle, our environment, that we've got to really grab hold of this. Because back in 1970, 1 in 12 people were getting cancer. So you take this drink in the morning, and then you have what they call their isolene shake, which is a meal replacement shake. It is thick, it is rich, it is filling. You don't think about food for hours, and again, filled with the B vitamins, which are great for fighting stress, and especially when your body's stressed out. And then, you know, you're eating. You have a piece of fruit mid-morning, have a healthy lunch in the afternoon. At night, again, you can have another piece of fruit mid-afternoon if you're hungry. At night, you're having a salad and another shake. And there's also just 2 supplements. One is called Natural Accelerator, which is all natural ingredients that help to boost your metabolism, like cinnamon and apple cider vinegar and different barks and roots. And then at night, Isoflush, which just keeps you regular throughout the 30 days. So you do that 6 days out of the week, and then on the 7th day is what they call their Cleanse for Life Day. And you still do your Ionic Supreme, you still do your Natural Accelerator and Isoflush, and then throughout the day you're drinking a cleanse drink. And you also can have almonds, you can have egg whites, you can have vegetables at any time. So you're still eating, but you're really just super infusing and nourishing your body with good nutrition.
That's awesome. And, you know, it's so important that people, they eat that pure food, like eating the almonds and the vegetables and the fruits, and just eating that pure food to help detoxify your body. And, you know, sometimes, though, people will go on this cleanse diet, and they'll say, you know, a 7-day diet or a 30-day diet, and then they'll go back to normal after that, and they won't ever change. And like you said, you talked about you need to do the right water and the right nutrition, the right exercise, the right sleep. It all goes together. And I think a cleanse is a great way to get started. But if that's all you do and you're not doing the other things, then it's kind of like, you know, the people who play the lottery. They want to win, but, you know, you don't really have a chance. You're not giving your body the chance to win if you're not doing all of it together.
Right, and that's why I coach my clients through this. And what I do is every other Monday I start a new group on the 30-day, because when people are excited and want to get started, I don't want them to wait 30 days. And I send them a daily email starting 2 days prior to the 30 days, and then I send them a link to a video. And every day I'm educating them about different things, everything from how does your liver detoxify. I give them tips on sleeping better, ways to boost their immune system, you know, everything from how do you start switching and making what I'll call the better bad choice. So if you have that typical American diet of, you know, pizza and beer and chips, you know, how do you do that? What do you do when you're traveling? What do you do, you know, for holidays? How do you clean out your pantry? So every day for 30 days, I teach them just different tips and just keep them inspired and motivated with information. And they also give me feedback. I just got an email right before this call saying, hey, you know, I'm down 5 pounds. I'm on day 9. I've given up my coffee. I can't believe how great I feel. So it's really been incredibly rewarding. And then after the 30 days, some people continue. And this is something that you can sustain. It's not a very strict diet where you couldn't keep it up. It just becomes part of your lifestyle, and people really love it. And other people will go on a maintenance plan once they reach their goals, and they might just do the shake and the morning drink every morning. And there's 2 other things that I really love that are not part of the 30-day plan, but you can add it in. And they have an Isogreen, which 1 scoop gives you 30 vegetables. And they also have Isofruit, which 1 scoop gives you 20 fruits. So I put that in my morning shake, and I couldn't possibly eat that many vegetables and fruits in a day. So I know I'm getting it all, and I do have a family history of cancer, so I know that I'm getting good cancer-preventing nutrition.
That's awesome. And, you know, I think you're so right. It's so important to eat the fruits and vegetables. I mean, those are the antioxidants that nourish us, that protect us, that reduce our risk for cancer and heart disease and everything else. So adding more of those in any way you can is always a great way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all these things add up, and people shouldn't be overwhelmed by, wow, you know, I don't know where to begin. Start with one thing. You know, make one commitment that you're willing to do. Maybe it's get to bed by 10 o'clock at night, or maybe it's switching out one cup of coffee for water, or maybe it's going to be to walk on your lunch break. Just start with one thing. Don't let it be overwhelming. But what I find with the 30-day program is when people order it, it takes almost a full week to get it. And in that week's time, I tell people to start lightening up on your meals a little bit, start eating more fruits and vegetables. I'm always shocked when I see people's food logs, and I'll total up their fruits and vegetables for the day, and most adults are getting in one fruit, one vegetable, no fruit, one vegetable. I mean, no vegetables, one fruit. It's just incredible to me, and it's really an assault on our children because as adults, we're not giving them very good examples, and all of the food for children is so geared towards being high in sugar, high in just all of the dyes and sweeteners and trans fats, so it's really a problem for the kids coming up now whose taste buds are so used to foods that are artificial that when they bite into a tomato or a pepper, it just doesn't even taste good to them. So as adults, one of the motivations may be, you know, for your children or anyone who you have a positive influence over, maybe your spouse, to really set a great example.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I mean, our children today, it's scary. I mean, they're expected to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. And that's the first time it's ever happened in American history, in world history as we know it. It's just scary. And it's because of what we're feeding them.
And really, feeding is definitely a big part of it. I mean, children are drinking so much soda and so many sports drinks. And they're in the schools. They're in the vending machines. They're in the cafeterias. So we're not providing them with good choices. But it's up to the parent to really grab hold of that and get the child involved, even at a really young age. I mean, at 2 and 3 years old, my children would be in the kitchen with me, and they would be washing string beans and snapping off the ends and understanding what a protein is and what a starch is and what a fat is. And so I would give them choices and get them involved and get them to taste different things. And when a child tastes it one time and doesn't like it, that doesn't mean don't re-present it. It takes sometimes 9 to 13 different times for their taste buds to get used to something. But they're never going to like broccoli if they're only used to eating, you know, chicken fingers and gummy bears and sports drinks.
Absolutely. You know, that's so true that they need to be exposed to these healthy vegetables and fruits and foods over and over again. But, you know, a lot of times parents feel like they're so busy that all they can do is give their kids McDonald's because that's what their kids are asking for. So what recommendations do you have for parents who, you know, feel like they're being controlled by their kids, that can't really feed them the good things?
Hey, you know what? It does take a little bit of effort, and it does take you as a parent to be the role model and really have some conversations with your kids. And if your kids are into athletics, you know, they should understand that as they get older, nutrition will really separate the best players from the others. And if they're not into sports, they still should have an understanding of eating healthy. And it could be a little bit of a battle, but the more that you grab hold of it now, the easier it's going to get than when they're older. But take them to the grocery store. Take them to a nutrition seminar. Read a magazine as a family that is involved around health and nutrition. Break out a healthy cookbook and go through it as a family and make recipes and take time. You know, maybe on a Sunday you go to the grocery store together and everyone picks one dinner for each night of the week and you cook together. And so initially it is more of an effort, but most of us only eat 13 different foods. So if you think about it, most people have one or two different breakfasts, maybe one during the week and something different on the weekend. Most people have 2 to 3 different lunches, and most people have 4 to 5 different dinners. So ultimately, you're talking about making over maybe 13 different meals. So do it slowly. You know, you can't just come home and go, okay, we're going to drink organic milk, and we're going to have all, you know, multigrain cereal if the kid's used to eating, like, chocolate cookie crunch brownie cereal. So, you know, do it slowly. Get the children involved. Do not make it a battle by any stretch. But the sooner that you make a grand effort, the better. And the kids, I mean, they want to be healthy, and they want to do what mom and dad do as well. So the communication is important, and keeping them involved in the decisions. And even if you go with the 80-20 rule, that doesn't mean you're never going to go out and have ice cream again or bake some brownies, but really looking at their lunch boxes and their breakfast and making time for family dinners will make the difference.
Absolutely. And like you said, the key is to make it fun, because kids love to have fun. And a lot of times as parents, we get so upset or frustrated, or we're just so busy that we forget to make it fun when we're feeding our kids the healthy foods.
Absolutely. My kids love to be in the kitchen. I really wasn't in the kitchen much growing up. My mom just cooked, and we kind of showed up. But my husband's family did it very different. You know, we both come from Italian families, and they spent a lot of time in the kitchen, and his mom was ill, so she would, you know, sort of get him in the kitchen and tell him what to do. And he loves and enjoys cooking, and now we've done that with our kids since they're young. And they are now 10 and 11, and they can make probably 15, 20 different dishes, and they're not afraid to use a knife or turn on the stove. And so it's just a matter of taking the time now, and it will pay off later. Because I get many calls from parents saying, my daughter's in college and she's 40 pounds overweight, or my child's being picked on, they're 11 years old, and they need to lose 70 pounds. And so take the time now, because especially if you have your own issues with being overweight and overeating and being emotionally tied, physiologically tied to food, you know how painful that is, and you certainly don't want to pass that on to your children. So make it a priority. It'll be maybe hard now, but worth it in the long run.
Absolutely, and we know just from studies that if kids are obese as children, as young children, they tend to stay that way as adults. And if they're
right,
unhealthy as young children, they tend to stay that way. So getting those early healthy habits early is the best way to do it.
Absolutely, and it is possible. I mean, I see many families whose children eat vegetables. It seems like a strange thing today, but who eat a variety of fruits and vegetables. And I send my kids to school with their lunch packed every day. And at night, we open up their lunch bags, and they know they need a protein, they need a fruit, they need a starch. They'll get water, and they can pick a snack, but usually it's something that we'll bake or something that we'll get at, you know, that's a healthier option of the choices that are out there.
That's great. And so tell us about, you know, I know you've seen so many clients, probably thousands of clients, right? And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure not all of them had success. So what is the difference between those clients who, you know, they get to the healthy weight, they get that healthy lifestyle, they get rid of their health problems, and those who give up and quit? What's the difference?
You know, there's something called the trans-theoretical model of change. And this model talks about the different phases that people are in regarding their readiness to make change. And the people who are really ready, they've made up their mind, they may have had some dramatic event one way or the other. I mean, it could be something positive like a wedding, or it could be something negative like, hey, my younger brother just had a heart attack. So the people who are really ready, they tend to just get the momentum going and really hang on your every word, do everything you say, and stick with it. Where other people are sort of contemplating, they know they should, they decide, then they kind of fall off, and they don't really have that strong commitment. So what I try and do is I try and move them along on that continuum of this model of change by really supporting them, by providing them encouragement, by giving them information, by charting their results, by following up with them, by being accountable. So it's got to be a 50-50 relationship if you hire a coach, which I really recommend people do, because it is completely worth it, and it's just priceless. I mean, you wouldn't try and go repair your own air conditioner if you didn't have that expertise, and it's the same thing here. So for the people who, you know, stick to it, they have the right information, too. I mean, you could be super motivated but get the wrong information and get discouraged. So you have to really make sure that you have good information, that you're not following some crazy plan that might be just something that's a fad in the news today. So it helps to have support from a coach, but also from a partner. So if you can get, ideally, your spouse or anyone in your life that's significant to you to understand what your goals are and also do it with you, your chances of success go up significantly. So I will do a couple things. I will sit with them and listen to what their goals are and help them to make sure that they're clear, concise goals with a deadline and with a plan of action, and set them up with a buddy who they can be accountable to. So when they have a bad day and they feel like, you know, going through the drive-thru, or they just didn't see the weight loss that they wanted that week, that there's somebody who they can talk to instead of making a poor choice. And then having an exercise program that works definitely helps, and journaling is another great tool where they write down, you know, how they're doing, how they're feeling, what they've done, what they ate. There's a lot of research that shows that there's success with people who journal. So have a plan, have a coach, have a buddy, get a journal. Those are all tools that have really worked for me.
That's awesome, and that's exactly what I teach, and it's so powerful, you know, to have a plan, write down your goals, have a buddy, because, if, you know, if your best friend's doing it with you, you're not going to give up on them, you know.
Right.
They're going to encourage you, and same thing, have a coach, someone who's an expert who really knows what they're doing, who can support you. And you talked about information and having the right information. I feel like there's so much misinformation out there. People are just confused about health information. So how does someone know if you know, if they see an ad on TV for this healthy yogurt, you know, how do they know if that's healthy for them or not?
You know, it can be so confusing. And if you look at the size of the grocery store, I know a lot of people shop in these super stores like Super Walmart, Super Target, where you have literally, there's got to be 50 different yogurts. There's got to be 100 different salad dressings. And so I tell somebody, you know, sure, you can have yogurt, or yeah, have some salad. And they don't know where to begin. And here's a couple of tips. If the ingredient list is long, it's probably not good for you. If you can't pronounce any of the ingredients and your tongue has to do gymnastics, it's probably not good for you. If you recognize any of the names as being sugar and it's in the first three ingredients, it's probably not good for you. If you see something, for example, like strawberry flavor, well, that doesn't sound so bad. Strawberry flavor is something that they call GRAS, generally recognized as safe. And the FDA has said that they can put GRAS on there and just say strawberry flavor. Well, if you look up the ingredients in strawberry flavor, there's actually about 57 different things in it, including alcohol, including solvents, including butane. I mean, there's things that you can't even pronounce in there. So be careful. You know, a couple good rules are if you can make it yourself from fresh ingredients, definitely do that. Also be careful of even the word organic. Now, you would think organic, that sounds good. Well, organic can be greater than 50% of the ingredients are not organic. So it could just be made with some organic ingredients. You want to look for USDA organic, certified organic, or 100% organic. So, yeah, absolutely, it can be confusing. If you stick to fruits and vegetables, if you stick to lean meats, if you stick to low-fat dairy, those are usually, you know, good choices, and also the highest fiber grains. Because even, for example, we know bread has been totally demonized, which I don't completely agree with, but if you go to buy a bread and it says fortified and enriched, well, you think that sounds good. Fortified and enriched sounds great. It actually means that the nutritional value was so low on those breads that they had to infuse it back in with things like vitamin C. You'll see fortified with vitamin C. So, for example, with bread, you're looking for something that says an excellent source of whole grain. That means it has at least 16 grams of fiber in it. Otherwise, these breads, sometimes the second or third ingredient is sugar. But you really have to be careful because the manufacturers want you to buy. They want to get you addicted to their food. They want to make it very cheaply and get you coming back for more and more and more. So you have to be a savvy consumer and really take a look at these labels. And again, it's something that might take time initially. You've got to go into the store and you've got to take time to read the salad dressings. And by the way, with the yogurt, the Greek yogurt is really going to be your best option. But even with that, they've started adding all kinds of syrupy sugars and flavoring to the Greek yogurt. So you've got to, you know, stick with the basics. You know, plain is going to be better, short ingredient lists, and things that you recognize and can pronounce. Those are some good rules of thumb.
Absolutely. And that's so important that, I mean, that's one of the most foundational skills of nutrition is that you understand how to read food labels, that you avoid all that junk, all the sugar, all those chemicals that are so damaging to your health.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where can our listeners learn more about you, Kelly, and what you're up to?
They can definitely go to my website. It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, Calabrese, C-A-L-A-B-R-E-S-E.com. And I've got my cookbook is on there, which was written by myself and an organic chef, as well as recipes being contributed by some of the top coaches in the country. And the Isogenics program is on there. I'm starting new groups every other week with amazing, incredible success. And, yeah, any of the other products and services that I have, they're welcome to see them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Kelly.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. Hope you really enjoyed the show today with Kelly Calabrese. Isn't she an amazing person? Hey, if you like the show today, please subscribe to us on iTunes, The Authentic Health Coaching Show, and come join the community of like-minded people just like you who want to improve their health and live at their highest potential at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Hope you have an amazing day.